Tuesday continued to indicate that Ukrainian forces are advancing and was being described as a counteroffensive designed to recapture areas controlled by Russian forces. Reporting from Kyiv, Anna Chernikova described to VOA's Flashpoint program what she's hearing.
What we hear is that a lot of explosions are heard in the city of Kherson itself and in Kherson region in general. And both local media and local citizens report that these are hits, not the air defense sound. What armed forces of Ukraine has confirmed as of now, that Ukrainian forces managed to destroy another Panton crossing of the Russian forces across the Dnieper River in one of the areas of the Kherson region. A representative of the Ukrainian forces said that about 30 units of Russian military equipment was destroyed with this hit, and more than 80 Russian soldiers were killed. We know that several villages were already liberated by Ukrainian forces. We don't have details on what exactly. We just can hear some names, but we cannot confirm that.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met members of the International Atomic Energy Agency delegation in Kyiv Tuesday. The team is headed to inspect the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant for damage from the fighting that surrounds it. Speaking in Kyiv, Zelensky called once again for the withdrawal of all Russian military from the vicinity of the nuclear power plant, which is Europe's largest. The UN nuclear watchdog team is on an urgent mission to safeguard the Russian-occupied power plant at the heart of fighting in Ukraine in the hopes of heading off a potential nuclear accident. This is VOA News. The first ship carrying food aid from Africa since the start of the war docked in Djibouti Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A ship carrying wheat from Ukraine to the drought-stricken Horn of Africa docked on Tuesday, the United Nations has said. The Brave Commander is the first vessel to make the journey since Russia's invasion 6 months ago. The bulk carrier has been transporting more than 20,000 tons of grain to be unloaded in Djibouti and transported to Ethiopia. According to the World Food Programme, that and another shipment following close behind is enough to feed 1.5 million people for a month. It's a drop in the ocean. The WFP says extreme weather, surging food prices, and conflict mean 82 million people in East Africa need food aid across 9 countries. Officials hope the Brave Commander's successful voyage will inspire private companies to begin shipping grain from Ukraine to Eastern Africa. Rising global food prices and difficulties in raising donor funding have forced the UN to cut rations for refugees and displaced people in the region. Michael Dunford, the WFP's director for Eastern Africa, said food has to keep flowing to save lives.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers reportedly are close to agreeing on a revival of the 2015 nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, which saw the U.S. and Europe roll back sanctions on Iran in return for limits on Tehran's nuclear program. Then-President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2008, calling it the worst deal in history. Since April 2021, U.S. and European negotiators have been trying to revive the JCPOA alongside Iranian counterparts and the European Union, which chairs the talks. A final draft text was submitted earlier this month, although key sticking points remain. The resurrection of the JCPOA appears to hinge on one key issue, Iran's past unexplained nuclear activity. The southern U.S. state of Mississippi, capital city, Jackson, has been left without safe water to drink and other uses after a long-neglected water treatment plant broke down Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said that 180,000 people in Jackson and surrounding communities will not have running water until the treatment plant is repaired, possibly in a couple days. Reeves said it means the city cannot produce enough water to fight fires, reliably flush toilets, and meet other critical needs. The White House said President Joe Biden has been briefed on the Mississippi water crisis, and the federal government stands ready to help. Repeating the hour's top story, reports out of Ukraine Tuesday say Ukrainian forces are advancing as what is being described as a counteroffensive designed to recapture areas controlled by Russian forces. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.